rich, possessing wealth and abundance. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9. When you look at this chapter, and that's the whole chapter of 2 Corinthians 8:1 through 24, you see that it's essentially about supporting the gospel with finances. If you have little, you can give little. If you have much, you can give much. What a person does with their blessings of prosperity is only marginally connected with the receiving of the blessing. How else do you explain the wealthy atheists in the world? They're blessed by the law of sowing and reaping. Likewise, Christians are blessed by the same law to the extent they sow. To despise the harvest is to refuse to sow, which is to have no harvest. Jesus is not suffering under the whip, the nails, or the sword any longer. He is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is at the right hand of the Majesty on high. He is waiting to return in power and glory, that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish, Ephesians 5:27. There's no glory in poverty, else God would give up all that he owns. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. 1 Corinthians 10:26. Do not let Satan steal from you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Luke 12:32. Blessings in Jesus' name.